Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 24th of March 2016, and this is the 332nd Moll Out Loud podcast. I just had to start this three times because my mind had raced away with what I had wanted to say instead of concentrating on what the date and the number of the podcast were. And they completely flew out of my mind. But the 332nd is right, and so is the 24th of March, I do believe. So there we have it. I'm experimenting a bit today with the sound. I took part in a webinar at lunchtime today with Carly Nimmo, who is a podcaster, and she was giving some advice on sound in the room, making the room more amenable to recording. And so I've got myself propped up at the moment with a sort of, with my notebook surrounding my two sides of my iPad, surrounding the sides that have the microphone on it, to see whether that is any clearer. My experiment with a microphone a couple of weeks ago was a bit disappointing because I found that it was incompatible with the app that I use, the Voice Record Pro, which I really love for every other aspect of podcasting. So we'll see. I'll see when I play it back, but I am just going to continue with this as is. This has been a bit of a webinar day. This morning I took part in a practice session with Doug Neal in verbal to visual, and later today I'm going to work with Michael Nobbs's recorded version of a webinar that he had with a second group of people yesterday for his 20 minutes a day challenge. And I really love this, working alongside other people. Today, what I was doing in the practice session with Doug Neal was envisioning the next part of my novel. And I think I mentioned a few days ago that I had, or perhaps it was even weeks ago now, doing an empathy map for my the way my character was feeling as she embarked on the next stage of her, I'm going to say journey because it is a literal journey by train, but also what she's got to do next, so speaking metaphorically as well. And today I wanted to spread that out a bit with the empathy map, where you've got a central character and then you've got different aspects of their feeling and seeing and hearing and remembering and so on, all emanating like a halo around their head. I wanted something now that would differentiate one next step from the other. And so I decided to draw a train, because this is a train journey is what she's on, and to try and work out a way of visually representing what's going on in her mind at each stage of the journey. And then that's really kind of as far as I began to get, but I'm going to include an image of this as the photo that goes with the podcast. Although I do know that since I've changed from sending out the emails myself and having them going through the website and MailChimp, that the resolution is not nearly as good. So I'm not sure that how well this will show up. Anyway, if anyone wants to know in more detail, I could always send the photograph separately. But what I've realised with doing it this way, this looking at her thoughts at each stage of the journey is that I immediately can see where I'm overloaded. And I'm also really aware that she is thinking a lot on that journey, and that in terms of reading, there needs to be some more action or flashbacks in real time, so that we don't have chapter after chapter of thought. So at the moment, I've just looked at thinking, which I've sort of I've made railway carriages as each section, and each section relates to a railway station or the journey between railway stations on this journey that my main character is undertaking. And I will also be underneath the carriages. On top of the carriages are the thoughts. Underneath the carriages, I will be having the actions, the things that are actually going on in the carriage, in some sort of Zoom system. I haven't quite worked out how to do that visually yet. But it has been really useful to see it all laid out in front of me, or not all of it, but begun to be laid out. And I realised how much I really love working this way, how I love having a pen and trying to just work out how to represent what I'm doing visually. It somehow also gives me mental space to work out where I'm going to go next, and just gives me a bit more clarity than I can get when I'm just either thinking or when I'm writing, for that matter. When I get really too caught up with how the words sound on the page, I'm really unable to do the sort of splat, get everything down in rough with my writing. It just really makes me feel unwell to write things badly and when I'm getting them down. But to draw them or sketch them out feels fine. So that's what I've been doing today, and it's been very, very satisfying. I do hope that you've been enjoying what you've been doing with your work today, that you've had some time to work on your favourite project, and that you have maybe different ways of approaching your work that that allow you to see it differently and allow you to enjoy it differently as well. I'm also going to say today, apart from that, is that I have been thinking about my rhythms, and I've been talking about them quite a lot as well, of trying to find my own pace. And I've been working on the idea of taking a sabbatical every 7 weeks for a week, in which I will focus on probably one thing, and it might be my website, or it might be the memoir, or it might be Qigong, it might be travelling somewhere else, it might be doing something entirely different. But in those weeks, I've decided that I won't be being mole. Mole will be snoozing and I'll be doing the other things. I might be looking under Mole's bonnet and working on website things, but not actually doing the podcasts or Murmurs of Mole. And next week is the first of those sabbaticals. So I shall be doing Murmurs of Mole tomorrow, which I shall enjoy sharing with you, and I will be back with a podcast on Saturday. I'd like to thank you all very, very much for listening and reading and spending this time with me. I really appreciate you being there. Thank you again very much for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.